שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס קבלה לעם העולמי בבולגריה.
We're in a preparation for the Kabbalah Lam Convention in Bulgaria. We're going to be reading excerpts from lesson number one, an overview from the awakening of the point in the heart to the despair in our own strength. You can watch our lesson live on our sites. You can send questions, pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Lesson number one, the summary of our work from awakening of the point of the heart until we reach despair from our own strength.
This stage, the first one, is very important. It can continue for an extended period of time, and it can end quickly. It depends on the measure of a person's sensitivity, on the extent to which he's capable of hearing what the wisdom of Kabbalah, what Kabbalists, what friends advise him, what he learns. The first stage, as always in this world, in it, he tries by his own forces to reach everything he wants. He doesn't care about others. He knows that this is his goal, his personal goal, and he has to reach it, he has to acquire it, and the soul is his soul, the upper world, the next world is his world. And this is how he tries. It could take many years, many, many years, until he finishes this stage and understands that he needs friends. And also, that he needs friends, then together with them to study, to connect together in a group, to be a strong society. This is something that he understands. It's like in this world. The same approach, same attitude, same thoughts, same inclination, everything is clear. He doesn't really want to, but you have no choice. In spirituality, you have this rule too, that we're together, and this is how we begin the entrance into spirituality. Later, he discovers that his participation in the group is not exactly in all of them together being like some commando unit, that together they keep together and break together into the spiritual world, but that all of them connect with one another in order for each one of them to be able to annul himself toward the Creator. And in order to annul himself toward the Creator, then there's this precondition that he has to do it toward the friends. It's easier, more convenient, more accessible, more worthy of support. And here he really stumbles upon his real first problems. That by connecting, like we're used to in this world, that by connecting that you get a strong force in this world. But no, to the contrary, I'm connecting in order to annul toward others. This is really hard work. And here he also has to set new relations between himself and the environment, not like in the army, not like in a commando unit, but to the contrary. Meaning his goal is now annulment. To be a zero toward everyone, and not to succeed with everyone else because they're conquering something together, but to the contrary. That his self-annulment toward the Ten, toward the Creator, is his ceaseless and ongoing annulment toward the Creator and toward the friends. This is actually his work, and this is what he has to continue doing. And here we can say that for the very first time, he sees, he discovers how incapable of doing it he really is, because here, for the very first time, he stumbles upon his true, real will to receive that the Creator created. I have created the evil inclination, as it says. That the evil, because he doesn't subjugate himself, it does not allow a person to advance to getting to know the Creator. And here he understands that in the way that he wants to subjugate himself here, he can't, even though that it's something simple, that you'll subjugate yourself, you'll be smaller than everyone else, you'll be able to... No. His ego starts working here in a way that a person is simply incapable of doing it, and here he really has this inner war. Inner war... And he can't subjugate himself, by no means. If it's in order to attain the goal where everyone are heroes, everyone connects, yes. But for him to annul himself, the ego doesn't allow it. It's a sign that now, for the very first time, a person stumbles upon the evil inclination about which the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination. It wasn't there before. There were little simple things that everyone goes through in life. And here we have to see how to advance. We'll stop here for the time being. At the point where I understand that I have to annul myself toward the Ten, or toward the broader group, which is a bit of a different kind of work, but in the same direction, of self-annulment, where I look for supporters in our work, that by annulling myself, I have to tell myself that in this I see tremendous achievements, an outcome of the correct work, that if I do succeed in it, in annulling myself to the group, then to the same extent probably I can annul myself toward the Creator. And if so, then I only have to continue and continue full steam ahead until I will really feel that I have reached the very first point of dvikut with the Creator, which is really a sign that I have reached the correct annulment toward the friends, toward the group. This is actually the first stage from which and on begins the spiritual work to realize in a person. So, let's read these excerpts from the first lesson that is overviewing from the awakening of the point in the heart to despair in our own strength. This is the first stage. Let's put it this way. to the first true despair, where he has despaired of not having the strength himself to do any spiritual action. This is a very big revelation. That previously he thought that he can enter spirituality by his own efforts, that he is like a hero breaking down gates, and he discovers the Creator wherever he's hiding behind the gates. But here, to the contrary, all the gates are locked besides the gate of tears, and for the very first time he stumbles upon it. Well, we'll see.
Excerpt number 1, Bala Sulam, letter 57. There's no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his work, his own work, will not help him. And as long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination precedes itself and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become delusioned, he comes into true lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body, and at that time his prayer is complete and he is granted by his generous hand. We'll read it once more. There's no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. And as long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body, and at that time his prayer is complete and he is granted by his generous hand.
From this moment and on, from this beautiful state that Bala Sulam writes about, where he feels how powerless he is and he has zero hope to achieve anything by his own efforts and he has no idea what to do, where he's left with nothing but to pray. And as a result of that, really, he reaches a true prayer. Not like we're saying that we have to pray and get organized. It's just in order to make room for this state. But here he reaches a state where, from the despair, from no hope at all, out of simply not understanding what's going on, from this state awakens in him a connection with the next degree, that to turn to the Creator, this is the only Savior's salvation, And the true action, trustworthy action, that then he has who to turn to, who to ask from, and really then reaches a true plea to the Creator. Even though that here too, there are different states of lo lishma and lishma, what does he need it for? What exactly is to do contentment to the Creator, to escape his own troubles? There are many calculations here, but already, as a result of him having zero chances of succeeding in anything but to all the time hold on to the Creator, this is something that has already been done. We have to think about this point and to try and feel it in practice. That we really want to see this state in practice happening in each and every one of us and in all of us together. So, what are we still missing in order to be there? What are we still missing in order to discover that we are in the final state of despair? Please. You can draw light.
Rav, how can we hasten our despair to come to the final despair? To one another, to the group, to our world group. How can we hasten our development? If I need to come to despair, like Baal HaSulam writes, it's no secret. It's a stage along the way. We must have depicted before us these states all along the way until the end of correction. So how can I hasten this stage in order to come to its end and begin a new stage? What could help me? Please. What are the remedies, those things that help, in short, the means that bring me closer to despair? How am I in a small despair and I can come to a big despair? Seemingly it's against my nature. Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, the article, I am first and I am the last. When a person wants to walk on the way to the goal of the Dvekut with the Creator, which means to aim that everything will be in order to bestow, he must first have a deficiency, meaning dissatisfaction with the work in lo lishma. At that time, he begins to search for another order in the work. Since the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, which he was used to on the basis of the will to receive, called Lolishma. But now that he needs to replace his entire foundation on which he built his entire life's order, it depends on the extent to which he sees that the state of Lolishma is the wrong way, does not let him rest, and he will not be at peace until he comes out of that state into a state of Lishma. Read it again. When a person wants to walk on the way of the goal of Dvikut with the Creator, which means to aim that everything will be in order to bestow, he must first have a deficiency, meaning dissatisfaction with the work in Lolishma. At that time, he begins to search for another order in the work. Since the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot he was used to was on the basis of the will to receive, called Lo Lishma. But now that he needs to replace his entire basis on which he built his entire life's order, it depends on the extent to which he sees that the state of Lo Lishma is the wrong way, and that it does not let him rest. And he will not be at peace until he comes out of this state into a state of Lishma.
Once again, we're facing the same question. What are the means by which we can reach a state where I'm despaired of my own forces, and I'm despaired because I have to reach the state of Lishma? How do I elevate myself, or by what means do I bring myself closer from Lo Lishma to Lishma? This is the transition, the gate. The Creator's gate that I have to enter. What exactly happens to me that I cross this gate? How do I do it? Where's the group here? Maybe this gate is the group that I have to integrate with, the point of integration with them. That's called the point of entrance into the gate. What's going on here? That I'm replacing Lo Lishma with Lishma. Please. You talk about it together, and the closer you get to it, that's already good. Because trying and trying, that's the prayer. It's prayer. Let's go. Rav, how do we annul ourselves at the Congress, toward the big group, toward the entire group and other friends from around the world, so that in our annulment, we will discover, we'll force the Creator as a law for Him to reveal Himself among us. We have to reach the suitable form of annulment to His revelation. That's it. How do we do it? It's the work that we have to do now, that we have to realize. We don't need anything else. As it says, that the only thing that you're missing is to go out into the field blessed by the Creator. That's the field where everyone comes, annuls themselves toward each other in order for the Creator, the general force of bestowal, to dwell among us, and that's it. This is the only thing they want. What do we do?
The example,
the formula where I ask the Creator that I annul myself and I ask Him to reveal Himself to the friends as the force of bestowal, as the force of love in everyone, that this is my only expectation. What exact prayer do I turn with? What are the words that I use? I, the group, the Creator, there's not a lot here, all in all. Please.
need, like a mother that cares, a good caregiver.
Rabash, excerpt number 3, concerning bestowal. It follows that the only reward we need is the kli, which is called the power of bestowal. Thus, all we need are kelim, and not lights. And this is why the reward is primarily the power of bestowal. However, to obtain that kli, called the desire to bestow, we need a desire, meaning to feel that we need this kli. This is why we must first engage in Torah and mitzvot, in lo lishma, and this is our labor, to see that everything we do is for self-benefit, without any intention to bestow. And then we see that we need the power of bestowal, and we want a reward for our work, that the Creator will give us this reward, the desire to bestow.
How do we not despair from not being able to come to the final despair from our forces? That's a question. Because there are several ways here. Run away from the group, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, remain kind of half asleep and kind of on the way, kind of on a stretcher. Come as a shadow and participate. Or from times come and times not. How to continue despite the small despairs until they accumulate into the great despair that a person cries out and already deserves to find the solution in the Creator. How do we hold on the path, which is beginning to be including despairs and despairs that are in gradual ascent? Please. We don't obscure them, we don't blur it, we don't calm ourselves down, but rather with that we need to be in uplifted mood and joy in the righteousness of our path. Rav, according to what do I examine that I'm in the final despair, meaning that I'm not capable of nullifying fully before the group? That's the form of despair which I am seeking, yes? If at all I'm searching for it, I'm going to annul. And annulment as much as possible until I am stuck and I see that there's a border. And here, only the help of the Creator can really raise me into the true annulment. So I will disappear, be incorporated inside the group. And at that point, I have for the first time contact with the Creator. Why? Why is it that only in that point I have the initial first point of contact with the Creator? As in the point of despair, of nullifying myself completely towards the group, I find contact with the Creator. For ourselves.
Excerpt number 4, Rabash, Lishma and Lo Lishma, Article 29. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life, because he's happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he's receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? Let's read it again. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man, and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life, because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state, where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? Excerpt number 5. Rabash, Article 34, Judges and Officers. Before he began to overcome self-love, he thought that this was quite easy to give up self-love in order to be rewarded with spirituality. He always thought, how can I find a way that I can walk and by which to obtain some spirituality? However, he never thought that he should worry about emerging from self-love, for this is something not advisable to think about. Rather, all the concerns were about finding the right way that leads to entering the king's palace and meriting the purpose for which man was created. But now he has come to a state that he had never dreamt, that he has never dreamed of, meaning that self-love would be a stumbling block interfering with reaching the truth. He always thought that he was willing to sacrifice himself in order to reach the truth. But now he sees that he went 10 degrees backwards, meaning that he is unwilling to make any concessions on his self-love for the sake of Gedusha, holiness.
Why was he certain before this, going in order to bestow, in bestowal, he was seemingly in spirituality, and now he sees that, no, for sure he's not there. What are those discernments? What are the discernments that were before and now? And he started to blow up like a balloon, big like that.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, what is heaviness of the head in the work? The person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with a divikut with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason, and this is very hard. This is very hard work, since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it's not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart. Let's read it again. The person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with divikut with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason, and this is very hard work, since he is asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Where does he get the forces to go that way, against the intellect, against the feeling, against his mind and heart, and to be devoted to something new, to something unrealistic, irrational? How does this work? Look for a solution together. Ask the Creator who's between you. Remaining in our nature, but rather we have an opportunity to...
Excerpt number 7, Rabash, Article 24, The Difference Between Charity and Gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness, and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency that the Creator will satisfy. A deficiency is called dvikut with the Creator, since the lack and pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on, repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli.
Nikashuv.
Let's read it again. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency. That the Creator will satisfy a deficiency is called dvikut with the Creator, since the lack and pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see the satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made effort, but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on, repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli, then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli.
How do we need to divide the exertion to quantitative and qualitative exertion and increase the qualitative exertion, which shortens that path? And what does it shorten it? How can we shorten it if we have to collect all these stages, all these steps to a kli? Please.
Excerpt number 8, Baal HaSulam, letter 57. It is written, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day but doesn't have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground. As our sages said, similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before, is as though completely burned the next day, and each day and each moment he must start anew as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were whole as they should be, and this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer and only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
Amavirbanav, Mavirbanav, Ben Gizrei Yamsuf. Mavirbanav, Mavirbanav, Ben Gizrei Yamsuf. Etrotfe Metzolem, Betumotiva. Etrotfe Metzolem, Betumotiva.
What is that point of overcoming that I need to yearn for respect, love to be in, to constantly see myself being in it? Certainly, I also feel despair. Also a difficulty. Also not being capable, not able. What is that point of overcoming? What does it include within it? That I'm constantly wanting to feel myself as being at that point.
Despairs.
Excerpt number 9 from Bala Sulam, letter 57. Anything small or great is only obtained by prayer. All our labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything and of ourselves. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. We could argue about it, so I can decide that I am unfit for anything, and why all the labor and exertion? However, it is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experienced. And before a person tries to actually do all he can do, he is utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness.
How do we, in the group, or how can we, in the group, each one learn from the experience of the others in terms of the exhaustion, the powerlessness, and that's what I need in order to achieve, to come to the prayer. And each one of my friends needs the same thing. We need to integrate together with our powerlessness, the wall of the prayer and the prayer itself. We need to integrate. It's the building up of the vessel. There are many layers to it. How do we integrate together in attaining the powerlessness, the exhaustion of all the friends, so it'll be a general collective attainment. The sons of Israel sighed from their labors, right? Not each one of them, but all of them. Go ahead.
Or after the lesson, go and...
Rav, why is the despair, the collective despair that we attain, why does it not make us fall? Why does the despair we attain through our proper connection in the group, why doesn't it fail us, but rather it elevates us?
Shamir, how
are you doing? Everything good?
What we need is simply to excerpt number 10 from Rabash 3, the need for an act from below. What controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasures come from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance, so he has nothing to give to the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Acha. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of man, and only this is regarded as an awakening from below. Again, what controls a person is pleasure. And a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure, only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundances, so he has nothing to give to the creatures. And this is called breaking the power of the Sitra Acha. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of man, and only this is regarded as awakening from below.
So how do we request? Good. Right. Read it again, perhaps, instead of an answer.
Excerpt number 10, Rabash 3, the need for an act from below. What controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance, so he has nothing to give to the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Acha. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of men, and only this is regarded as awakening from below.
מתוך בעל הסולם שמעתי מאמר היי לשמה זהו את ערות הדיל אלה ולמה צריכים את ערות הדיל תתה
11 from בעל הסולם שמעתי 5 לשמה is an awakening from above and why do we need an awakening from below. One must know when exerting to attain lishma to take upon himself to want to work entirely, to bestow completely, meaning only to bestow and to not receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this idea. From that one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his complaint before the Lord to help him, so that the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As one sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul his self entirely, it turns out that precisely when one sees he cannot persuade his body, precisely when one sees that there is no reason to hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
Alright, I see that you have ceased thinking, so we're going now to Baal Sulam.
I'll go to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song.
את הפאזל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית